Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Two men plead guilty in Campbell County copper theft case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Two men accused of stealing copper wire from a Campbell County ranch last spring have pleaded guilty. According to court documents, Aaron Mackey, 45, and Justin Beals, 41, both pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit theft and will be sentenced this spring. Beals also admitted to felony theft and drug possession, with prosecutors recommending a 3 to 5 years suspended prison sentence and 3 years of supervised probation. Mackey's felony theft charge was reduced to a misdemeanor, and he is expected to receive a deferred sentence with probation. Both men must pay over $13,000 in restitution to Peggy Ranch. Their arrests followed an April 11th traffic stop where deputies found spools of stolen copper wire, cutting tools, and drugs in their vehicle. Further investigation linked them to a missing generator and tire tracks at the crime scene. A search of Beal's home revealed Tex planning the theft. Authorities say sentencing will take place later this year. Protesters stage die-in at Wyoming Capitol over gun bill. About 20 protesters stage a die-in at the Wyoming Capitol on Monday, urging Governor Mark Gordon to veto House Bill 172, which would ban all gun-free zones in the state. The bill, which has already passed the House and the Senate, is now on Gordon's desk with a Tuesday deadline for action. The protest, led by high school and college students, symbolizes victims of gun violence. Gordon briefly spoke with organizer Sophia Gomelski, acknowledging their concerns but warning of a possible legislative override if he vetoes the bill. Supporters of House Bill 172, including Representative Jeremy Haroldson, argued that removing gun-free zones increases safety, citing examples from other states. Opponents like Representative Mike Yin say it puts students at greater risk. The bill impacts all public spaces, including schools and college campuses. Protesters hope their demonstration influences lawmakers, but supporters remain firm in their stance. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.